Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
He's got his Netflix special, which is out. And we last saw him at the Cardboard Classic.
We're convinced that again, in times of the apocalypse, stay near him.
Yes,
because he's a survivor.
He's one of the most resourceful people I've ever met.
Unbelievable!
And he survived the Cardboard Classic.
Unbelievable!
Yep. Please welcome. Promoting his new stand-up special, Hey Big Boy, streaming now on Netflix. Hey, it's our friend Bert Kreischer.
Yay!
What's up, dude?
I'm lucky if anything. I'm lucky if anything.
Yeah.
Well, you. I think over the course of your career, and you've been in all sorts of situations, you've been put to task to do all sorts of things, you've kind of accumulated a Bear Grylls collection of capabilities. Do you think that's safe to say?
Oh, I have an ability to survive in bizarre scenarios, like whether it's rappelling off a waterfall or taming a lion or wrestling a bear or jumping out of an airplane or the Cardboard Classic.
Where does the Cardboard Classic fall in the pecking order?
Because let me tell you something. My bus driver was so terrified, like so terrified. And he went back to the bus and cried.
No, what? Did he?
Why?
Oh, he was terrified. He was just, because you forget, like normal people, there's two types of people, okay?
Yeah.
There's Mr. Peanut, who doesn't think things through.
Right.
And then there's regular people who just are like, yeah, I'll do it, but they don't realize what they're getting into.
Yeah.
Everyone on my team was that person. And they were like, this is stupid. Why would we ever do this? And I was like, guys, there's a way to survive in life. You don't need to be the hero. I remember one time we were shovel racing, and that's where you sit on the shovel, and you go down a mountain like 80 miles an hour. And I said to myself, I don't need to be the hero. I just need to get down the mountain.
Yes.
And this girl goes, I think I can get it up to like 70. I was like, do not do that. They carried her off on a backboard.
Oh my God.
I remember looking at her going, I told her, you just 50 looks 70, 40 looks 60, 60 sounds impressive.
So that is really sage advice and bears repeating. You don't need to be the hero, you just get it done, right?
You want to be the guy at the bar telling the story that no one saw.
Yes, that's brilliant. Absolutely. And speaking of Mr. Peanut, by the way, and I know you are not, this might embarrass you a bit, but thanks for your generosity in donating to Mike's GoFundMe because, he got whomped. You know, people who know Mr. Peanut got hit by his own peanut and the jaw broke in a number of locations. So we appreciate your kindness in that.
No. I saw that video and we all we watched it like four or five times. I posted it on my Instagram and then Casey told me there was a GoFundMe, and I read the GoFundMe, and I was like, the first thing I thought is, this is going to sound horrible, but I've made so much money in Philadelphia that I was like, I can't keep it all.
No.
That guy's ever come see me live, but if he has, I know that it's good karma to give back to the city of Philadelphia.
Yes.
You guys have been so good to me my entire career. There's no way I couldn't help.
Bert, he's listening right now. He's doing better, but he's still got some stuff going on. And as you can imagine, these trying times are difficult for him, too, because he's in a recovery situation. He says thank you so much. And there's a charity event that Preston and I and Steve have done a few times called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. He says if you're in Philly, we'd love for you to join Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Basically, you do this mile in women's high heels. And that would have to coincide, of course, with your timing and your tour and everything like that. But he'd love for you to be a part of the team.
I don't think there's ever been a time I've said no to you guys.
No, you never have. True. You that's why we believe, you know, when we see the mushroom cloud in the distance, we're running to Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
But to that point now, okay, so obviously a lot of stuff is, obviously we can enjoy your Netflix special, which is, the last one was killer. Casey watched the new one.
Hey, Big Boy.
Hey, Big Boy, and was just raving about it as well. I mean, it's funny when you stop and think about, you know, how your stand-up persona and your ability to deliver on stage has just increased exponentially. But to my original point, you have dates scheduled at Borgata in July, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So that's the next time on the calendar you're going to be in the area.
Those are looking like the firmest dates on my books right
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah, because everything is in a state of flux.
Everything. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't. You guys know me. How many? I'm touring nonstop.
Yeah.
So the idea that I would stop for 2 months, let alone 10 weeks,
yeah,
is just almost terrifying. This is my fourth day at home. I'm almost out of time.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what do you do? What are you gonna? Do you have anything in mind to kill the time so that you, a person who remains active all the time, doesn't go crazy?
No, it's been bizarre. It's like the special dropped Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, normally you do one of those. You wake up, you do press all day, you fly to New York, you do press all day in New York, you spend another day in New York, you fly back to L.A. Dude, I woke up and there's all press was canceled. There's no press for the special.
Wow.
I just made a brisket. And then you're like,
well, press, brisket, it's the same thing. But listen, so everything becomes sort of a hybrid version of what it originally was.
Yeah.
So on the plus side, and you always look to make the lemonade out of the lemons here, there are more people. It couldn't actually drop at a better time when people are looking for entertainment and looking for things to divert their attention. Special is on Netflix, and again, the title is Hey
Big Boy.
Hey Big Boy. So look for it, and you know, who knows? I mean, actually, you've provided a much needed distraction.
I think, you know, that's the one note I've been getting, and you know, social media has been amazing for me, but I have to tap out. I'm still on the treadmill watching Fox and CNN the entire
yeah.
day, going back and forth, seeing who's going to scare me the most.
Exactly.
Come 8 o'clock, I'm like, literally, like, what can get my mind off it? And that's the beauty of it, is that that is comedy at the base, and I think that's why cancel culture has kind of remained silent during this whole thing, is because comedy is meant to take your mind off the stuff that really matters. And I'll tell you right now, I had no intention of this special ever becoming that, but if this special at all can provide anyone a relief from their fears or their OCD or their anxiety or their just general boredom in their house, then, man, that was...
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished, yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of social media, Bert, I was watching through your stories the other night, and I really enjoyed when you sat down to watch Team America World Police with your 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, my God.
And the fact that your wife was cracking up, your daughter was sort of cringing a little bit, and you were laughing at your wife laughing. It made me laugh really hard.
It caught us off guard. It was perfect comedy. Comedy surprise.
Yeah.
And we turned off Pirates of the Caribbean. And that was what was on. And it was his speech about Kim Jong-un and genitals. And we were crying. I mean, we were crying. And my daughter was like, I'm not supposed to be watching this. But the fact that she was parenting us made us laugh so much harder.
Yeah.
That movie caught me off guard. If you're looking for a movie to watch,
oh, man,
obviously watch Hey Big Boy, everybody. But,
yeah.
Oh, man.
We have long, long since it was released in theaters, that has been a perennial.
Oh,
we have so many drops we play on the show from that movie.
Not only that, Bert, in a place you played, the Trocadero Theater, we actually hosted a screening of it there years after it came out.
Yeah.
We're like, everybody needs to see this movie.
And
we invited people in to the Troc to see
it. It was awesome.
Movie. It was awesome.
And Bert, if you get a chance, catch the version, the unedited, because there's an extended puppet sex sequence that has Bukkake and everything.
And Shiza.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm.
Dude, when you find stuff like that in life, like, that's what I love about great comedy, is that I love that it offends somebody. I love that someone's like, this is too much. The look on someone's face when they get offended and you're not is like my favorite look you can ever get out of anyone. Like, this is unacceptable. And you're like, exactly.
Yeah. And the fact that you watched it with a 10-year-old daughter, is this the one who actually came up with the title of your special, Hey Big Boy?
Yeah, that's Isla. Isla, everything, like we had talked about her period party.
Yeah.
On the special, and she, it's a true story, and it's all you can see. If you look in the credits, I put videos and pictures of all the events that are in the story.
Well,
right?
Yeah, it's funny, Bert, because I was going to say, like, and by the way, I think this special is better than your last special, the one that was filmed here in Philadelphia. But your style of comedy is it's joke telling and storytelling at the same time, and I remember while watching this this most recent special going, there's no way that's a true story. And then you prove all of this with pictures and videos during the credits, which is amazing.
That was my wife's idea.
Yeah?
That was my wife's idea. Yeah, it's, I put most of it, what's crazy is most of it all has been on Instagram stories.
Yeah.
And I live my life on Instagram stories. And so when she had her period party, I recorded all of it on Instagram stories. I have the whole evening on Instagram stories. And we got done. We get 10 o'clock at night. I'm buzzed, right? I've been drinking red wine all night. And she comes into the bedroom and she's like, hey, big boy. I go, yeah. She goes, I need you to pull that off stories. I go, really? In my head, I'm thinking this is going to go huge, right? She's like, I go, really? And she goes, yeah, like, it's fun and I'm glad we all laughed, but like, I had a good time. I just don't want everyone at school knowing that I'm on my period.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, good call. Good call.
Listen, I'm so glad that you have done that you put the video proof at the end because, you know, most of the time through a comedian's routine, you will hear true story, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, maybe not. But the fact that you're backing it up with video proof, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I wasn't even my idea. It started with the period party cake, right? And then my wife's like, yo, go grab your gun. And I was like, oh, because they gave me, like, the machine on my gun case. And I was like, oh, yeah. And they're like, oh, grab that. Hey, do you have a picture of Isla's test? I go, I do. I go, oh, my God, I have a video of my dad hooting like an owl. And so literally we just put it all in there. And it's kind of like a nice nod for anyone who's a fan who's like,
right,
shut up. That's what his dad's hoot sounds like.
Mm-hmm. So, well, let me ask you, in addition to the special, which we're obviously, I expect massive numbers for that this weekend as people are, you know, locked and loaded inside. You had other projects that were in the works, you know, as far as, I mean, there was a movie based, was it The Machine?
Yeah.
So what's the status of that? I assume everything is in stasis, right?
Yeah, everything's in lockdown, but we are lucky enough to have the script ready.
Oh!
I've been very, very, very lucky in all of this project-wise, meaning I had to The Cabin, which is a semi-scripted series for Netflix that is edited and done and so should be airing soon. And then my special, very, very lucky that it was edited and wrapped because there's a lot of guys that were about to shoot a special that won't get the opportunity now. Which,
wow.
I mean, look, I'm bummed. I'm bummed that I can't do the full press blitz. I can't have my Call in Sick to Work show that I had planned at the store. I can't do all these things I had planned. But trust me, I'd much rather it be out and everyone have the opportunity to see it than buddies of mine who won't even get to shoot theirs.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, hopefully everyone, and look, I'm in L.A., I'm a little bit of a worrywart. Hopefully everyone follows protocol, we all get healthy and punch this thing out, and then everything can get back to normal and I can make a movie.
And honestly, there's every reason to believe, and we will. We've all lived long enough to know traumatic things, heavy things such as this, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we'll get out of this, and it will happen.
It's so weird. Look, I'm not to be morbid, but it's so weird watching. I watched that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Last night. Do you remember when you used to watch those and go, that will never happen?
You're like, well, maybe. By the way, I on your Instagram stories, I followed your trip from New Orleans, and that's where your shows started to have to get like postponed or canceled, and I followed your trip back to L.A. Did you actually ever get to hang out and party with some sort of pop star that your tour bus was parked next to her tour bus? Did you guys actually get to hang out?
What was her name? Sexual Ivy?
Something like that. Yeah.
Sexual Ivy.
I forget what her name was.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
No, we didn't.
Oh. Because
apparently I didn't understand she was a Latina pop star,
mm-hmm.
And so I thought she was a porn star. So I was doing videos outside her bus going like, oh, this is so bad. But I'm like, we got a whore next to us.
God.
And I think, I was being horrible and I was drunk. And apparently her team saw it, like saw me outside filming, outside her bus. And they thought I was a fan. They didn't even look at my face. My face is on my bus. It's right next to her. I tried everything. I went over and I knocked on her door for a bowl of sugar and they wouldn't answer.
Oh, my God.
Sexual Ivy, though. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Is it Ivy Queen Diva? Is that who it is?
Ivy Queen Diva. Yeah.
Okay. Not sexual Ivy.
Oh, yeah. Is that porn star Ivy?
Yeah, because sexual Ivy, you should really have would have no grounds to criticize you for coming to that conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and then, by the way, their whole I don't think anyone on their team spoke English. She's like a Puerto Rican reggaeton.
Okay.
She's really talented. We listen to some of her music, and she's very sexy.
And she's not a whore.
Not at all. Jeez, God, Bert. By the way, now that the social justice warriors are kind of in hiding, I have become horrific to be around.
I love it.
We would only hope. Well, listen, yeah. Bert, we appreciate a few minutes this morning, man. We just wanted to get the word out. If people are looking for something to kind of take their mind off of things right now, Hey Big Boy is streaming on Netflix, so we want to make sure everybody is aware of that. So,
hey, it really means the world that you guys would take the time this morning to talk to me. Yeah. In times like this, when everything shakes out, you really know who your good friends are in media are. So thank you. Cool. So much. I owe you guys forever.
Dude, we owe you for being at the Cardboard Classic. It was amazing.
Yeah. And friends don't owe friends. Yeah, you're always welcome.
All right, bud. Hang in there. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Love you guys.
Love you, too. All right, Bert Price, you guys. The Machine. And he is in our latest Daily Rush video, which you can see of the Cardboard Classic. So that is available at PrestonandSteve.com.
Want more Preston and Steve? Get the whole show podcast or Bizarre Files at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.